कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Okay, we meet Manvi Gagru on Cyrus Says, successful web star who's been seen in popular shows like Tripling Pictures, Former Shorts Please, and Cyrus Brocha Kaun Hai. No, that last one is not true.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
All right, on Cyrus Says, time for confession. Jan 3rd was my anniversary. Actually, that's wrong. It's our anniversary because along with me, there's another person in play. And it was celebrated on Jan 3rd. Suddenly, my voice is much clearer for some reason. I think once I got the anniversary out of my system. But people asked me, 19 years of marriage. I checked, it's 19. 19 years of marriage, what is the secret to your success? A lot of young bachcha, 7, 8-year-olds who I hang out with basically ask me the same question before they take the plunge. And I tell these bachchas the same thing. There is only one secret to a successful marriage. One and only one. And that is separate toilets. If you can afford separate toilets, or at least have a timetable where there's a 2-hour buffer between your use and her use, you will live forever in happy and holy matrimony. Separate toilets, my gift to you on my anniversary. It's called Cyrus Says. Okay, back in the new year. I hope this is the first webisode that comes out. It probably, I've just been told it isn't. As usual, our sense of time in 2020 has not changed. And let me introduce Manvi. Manvi, you're here. Manvi Gagru, household name, actress and activist. We won't talk too much about activism. Theek hai?
Yeah, some sort of activism. My own little
way. We won't give details because it's not like strikes are happening or protests are happening right now. Aajkal to kuch nahi hai.
What protest?
What protest? Road renaming. Shameful, yaar. Yeah, okay, but let me quickly tell you Happy New Year because we have to get that off our chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Very pressure ki baat hai na. Aajkal ki everybody has to see this Happy New Year.
Happy 2020.
Suresh, Happy 2020, which is a tournament, by the way. A cricket tournament.
Which is happening this year.
This year, World Cup. Wow, you're very clued in, huh? Sextus Brocha was about to take on the cricket story. Now I have to back off. Suresh Menon, one of the greatest minds of 2019, apparently 2020 switched off. And he was telling me, once we were celebrating New Year's in one club and all that, and as the 31st, they do, everybody, all over the world, they do the same thing. 10, 9, yeah, 8, yeah, so yeah. No change, yeah. No innovation. So when you come to 3, 2, 1, everybody shouts Happy New Year. And he looked at me and said, finally, the pressure is off. And I feel that's the most profound statement. Yaar, we are just waiting for
Chalo,
this.
Ho gaya.
Ho gaya, yaar.
Thank God.
Pass hua ya, fail hua, whatever. The moment is over
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's like a weight lifted off your shoulders. I don't know why we think like that.
What I despise more is when people, everybody is like, what are your New Year plans? What are your, there's so much pressure to make New Year plans.
I know.
Na? It's like, arre, but kuch ne, I don't, what if I just want to sit at home and
do you nothing? Feel like a failure if you, like I didn't do anything. Do you feel like a failure if you did that?
Little bit. Like I feel like I'm a loser.
Manvi, you're young.
I feel like I'm a loser.
Jawani ki baat hai. When you're young, you think like this and all. As you get older, older, you feel terrible going out only.
Then this is the better option.
Because everybody's younger than you. Besides, I was tired from the protest for the road
Sorry,
name.
What protest?
Nahi, kuch nahi. The fiction. Show is all fiction.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I've been told by my producer who's giving me the middle finger around his ear, which means I'm talking too much. This is Baikala speak. This is how we speak. We are boys from Baikala. And he's saying to get on with your life story because we've got someone who is a popular star after 47 episodes. So we need to push that. So Manvi, you're a successful web star. Terrible thing to say, but this is silly validator that you force us to pull out. Popular shows like Tripling Pictures, Former Shorts Please, Made in Heaven, and of course your entry into films, we'll get into that. Let's start with this Former Shorts Please. This made a lot of noise, and I have a few let's call them lady friends who you think that the sort of woman power, woman protagonist, and actually telling the story start to finish from a woman's point of view is not done enough in Indian web series, cinema, whatever.
Of course, it's not done enough, for sure.
That's
I mean, and whatever's happened has happened in the last few years.
Correct.
There were, of course, those sporadic projects back in the day, like one or two. But it's more rampant. I mean, if you compare it to the quote-unquote male-centric films, then we've hardly had any women-centric shows.
A vague Umrao Jaan with Rekha, I remember from when I was a kid, which vaguely you could put.
Yeah, even then it was more about the woman playing the victim. Huh. That, you know,
it
might be a story of a woman, but it's still...
Plus, in the end, she has to dance more. Why can't the male dance more?
Or why can't... No, that's what I'm saying. It's not... It was... I mean, there was that one earth where she leaves... I mean, there was Mahesh some sort of empowerment or whatever. Yeah.
But then his own wife left him, I think.
In real life.
Awkward pause.
I don't know.
He's a lovely guy. He won't mind. We're safe.
No, but I genuinely don't know. I mean, his...
No, go on.
So that is happening. Also, now I think... Especially with web, because it is a new medium, it is a contemporary medium, so obviously it will speak of contemporary issues. It will hopefully continue to reflect what contemporary society is talking about. So it's only now that we're talking about women issues and empowerment and representation in media and all of that. But
I have this theory that we have so many years of repression in Indian society in the fact that everything is made from male perspective. Literally it is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's only in the last few years, as you mentioned, that slowly female perspective is coming out. And I think half our problems are because of that. I'll give you an example. I've said it before. I have a daughter. I didn't know about female singers. I didn't realize that I didn't know female singers' names till I have a daughter and she's making me listen to Ariana Grande, etc. I didn't know.
You didn't know Madonna, Spice Girls,
but they were never, they were in the background somewhere.
Barbara Streisand.
No, but they never came into the foreground. Most men were like me. We're so, without knowing it,
it's not a conscious thing.
But we grew up with all male role models.
Yeah.
We don't have a real mix.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why representation is important. Because I had read this whole article about right after Wonder Woman came out, the first film.
My favorite character.
Yeah.
I used to love the outfit. I tried it on.
So
beautiful.
I don't need the visual of you in a Wonder Woman costume.
Start another strike. Wonder Woman?
So I'd read this whole article about the impact it had. And you know, the director had mentioned all the letters she got and she'd collated them and talked about them. So she'd written that there was this one party of a boy. Okay, like a young kid, and he wanted to have a party. And
costume,
you know how they have a costume party or whatever. And their theme was earlier something else, like I don't know, some other theme. And then suddenly, or maybe it was Frozen or some other like Disney thing. And then he said, you know, can I please have a Wonder Woman theme? And the mother was like, yes, please. Like she was very happy
that. So when I was jokingly saying I wore Wonder Woman clothes, this kid actually did it.
No, the theme, he didn't wear
it. The theme ka matlab kya hai? What do you do then?
Kuch bhi hoga na? Matlab maybe the guests
they're
are
all female leads.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe they put that Amazon thing.
So this guy will grow up to be the next Bill Gates, and all the girls he dates, he'll make them wear Wonder Woman outfits. I'm worried about the repercussion of this can be dangerous, and we should take it seriously.
No, I think it's lovely that we can view it as a gender fluid character.
But don't you think we lack empathy? We just spoke about the you went into the CA. Well, I won't mention the protest in JNU, and you know the guy says dialogues like acid pyoge and all. You know, like he's trying to be almost comic.
Exactly. Frivolous, right?
Yeah, frivolous, but disgusting, absolutely disgusting. And the fact that lack of empathy is there because we have this way of being brought up. And I'm talking about educated Indians also. I'm not saying we are different from anybody else.
We're
just brought up with very maleness. We don't seem to have enough femaleness.
Yeah, and we don't even realize it. Like, as in a lot of, I know a lot of my own guy friends who are educated, who are well informed, and who are nice people. I know for a fact. But even they end up saying certain things which you.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know your
sexist.
You
don't realize it. Yeah,
which is very sad.
Which is damn sad. Yeah. And so sometimes you have to really like point it out to them, and then sometimes I feel like maybe am I doing it too much like that, because I end up saying something on every sentence of theirs, every alternate sentence. I'm like, see, now this is wrong, this is what you're
saying. Take it out on your husband, we'll all be grateful.
I don't have
a but jab hoga na, let one person
maybe
suffer.
That's why
not all humanity.
Maybe I should stop
my bad luck, my mother, my wife and my daughter are alpha females, so I'm basically I've been
choice.
A eunuch now for 5 years. I cannot lie anymore. I have no opinion, nothing. It's very scary. But I do believe that once you have a daughter and the father-daughter bond and all, you start realizing about womanhood much more. Because I think that's the first time for many males in India to see the woman's perspective from someone that they value above themselves.
Emphatically,
we don't value anybody. Your mother treats you like God. You never value anybody till you have a child.
No, also I think with a child, because you see them grow, so you see when that difference sets in. Like, because till a certain age, I mean, there's no difference between
Hulk?
A guy child and a girl child.
Because of my influence, Hulk was her favorite.
So good.
We're talking about Wonder Woman. My daughter went as Hulk. And
see,
that means you're wearing only half a pant, which is also a political party. Which is causing trouble. They've now gone. They've gone to trouser. But no names on our show. So okay, now we can't stop on only one thing. But I just want to quickly reflect on this. You get a lot of feedback from women saying, I like this show, and you know, this sort of symbolic show for them, because you're empowered women who are speaking their mind, doing their own thing.
Yeah, so you know, so
stepping
when
on Neil Bhupalam.
Honestly, when I saw the show, I wasn't happy with the show because I had very different expectations.
From the writing.
No, not that. So the writing I knew because we got into it reading the script. Just eventually when the product came out, the first 2 days, I was literally very upset. Like I wasn't taking calls.
But why?
With that show, because it was very, there was something didn't work for me in the first. I was just like, and I genuinely, the reason I did the show was because I felt it had that potential to,
yeah.
Because they're four very different women and you can talk about so many different issues. Like, right? Like you can talk about different, with all four personalities and stuff. But, and they're all in different stages of their life as well. So hence you can play around with issues. But so when I saw it, I was just like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just...
It, so you felt it was more veg than it should have been or more non-veg than it should have been?
I just thought it was... it's to me, it's at in the first viewing, it seemed very surface level. Like I thought they've touched upon things and
didn't
then
go
left
deep them. Enough with the...
Didn't go deep enough. Or even if you pick up... I mean, you don't owe it to anybody. But I mean, just even if you're touching it up surface level, just like touch it upon...
Are we talking about sex?
More. No, just general issues, the topics and concepts.
I have never said this to a woman in a crowded room.
Are we
room.
Talking about sex?
It's just such an awkward line. I retract, my lord. I retract. So you're talking about just being open, is it?
No, just...
Being more edgy.
No, I thought it. A lot of the edginess seemed to be coming from a place of wanting to be edgy.
Yeah. So first you have that edgy agenda, and then it goes into the dialogue.
Yeah, huh. but so this was the first 2 days, and literally, like this sounds very cliche, but on the third day, I remember I was at some coffee shop, and this girl came up to me, and she was like, "Oh my God, you know, you're Siddhi from FOMO Shots." I said, "Yeah." She's like, "I love the show," and you know, blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Oh, how sweet, thanks." And she's like, "No, you don't know." And she was shaking, and then she started crying, and she's like, "No, you don't know. It means so much to
was
me."
Was it the coffee?
Wow, the coffee at this place is good. No, so then I
she was emotional.
Yeah, and I was like, and she's like, "I related to Siddhi so much." And
she's like a true fan.
Yeah, and this girl was really skinny. Now, Siddhi's main conflict in the show is that she's always body shamed. Hmm. Especially by her mom, because of which her personality has developed a certain way or whatever. So I looked at her and I said, that's great that you relate to Siddhi.
But you don't look like her.
But what made you relate to her? And she's like, "No, you know, I've got acne, you know, and I've gone to, like, I've done everything. Ma'am, I can't tell you. Like, I've gone to dermats."
That's some good acting.
Yeah. No, and she's doing that. And I was just like, and that's when I realized that it's not, firstly, it's not just about body it's not about fat shaming, it's about body shaming and just being bullied for something that you can't really help. Or, you know, I mean, there's something which is so stupid and, you know, like superficial. And
but lots of girls and boys today go through that.
So I thought, fuck that. This is something they're resonating with. And then I realized that, okay, you know, maybe it does mean, and maybe I'm seeing it from a creator point of view and, you know, having watched a lot of good films and good content. And so maybe I'm being too critical and it's just about connecting. And that's when I wholeheartedly accepted the show and I said, you know what, bring it on. Like, I accept. Like, this is...
But did you ever challenge the writing, saying, "Mujhe aisa karne hai," or, you know, "Waise karne hai"?
Hamesha, I'm always...
So you would change this and that?
I would
if you felt
get into discussions
true.
About changing this and that. Like, especially with season one, because season one, we were involved from the beginning.
Right.
So we had a lot more say before we signed the contract. Hmm. So, no, but I'm just kidding. But
no,
we had
please.
A lot more say.
More jokes.
No, I'm saying, you know, they heard us. At least, you know, and also we were developing the characters kind of together with the writers and the director. So I,
which is this kind of show, I think is a very good thing, because it's almost you yourself being the voice of that character.
Yeah, and if the idea is to take it to the same level as maybe Sex and the City, where they, like, you know, go on for seasons and seasons, then you need that. You need the actors to completely understand the character and kind of mold that and bring it out.
On a honest note here, were you happy with the males in the show?
I was very happy with the males in the show.
And it's perverse.
No, on
what kind of reply is
as
that?
As characters. On paper, I was like, listen, where do you find these guys? Because all of them are such lovely men.
Yeah, and a lot of weaker sort of characters. Would you say? No, be honest.
No, they're everybody, male or female in the show, they all have their flaws.
Right.
And they all give in to their flaws every now and then and they rise up from it. The whole show, our tagline was kind of, you know, flawless. I mean, none of us is flawless.
Only windows, no flaws. No, that's Lodha Constructions. Sorry. No, coming back, because Neil Bhupalam was on the show.
Yeah.
He was telling us he went to therapy for 3 months after that show. He was stepped on by all the girls and kicked and pushed and bullied.
He's a liar.
Well, even took off his clothes and made him wear heels and, you know, polish windows.
Sure.
For no reason whatsoever. Okay, we can't stay on that. But it's an iconic show, I think. And I think all your life, you're going to have that. You're going to have to deal with that. It's going to be one of those shows which will stay with you.
Yeah.
A whole generation will grow up thinking of four more shots, including some men. Then, quick word on Tripling and Pictures, also very big shows.
Pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
I love word. So Pictures was the first
very realistic sort of. I've seen only a couple of episodes, but very realistic.
You haven't seen Pictures?
I have, because Gopal was in it, so I'm forced to watch. We have an actor
Gopal.
No male model from Lokanwala, but in his own way a superb lovely man.
No, Gopal is amazing.
Who waters plants.
I call him Gopal G. You might be surprised at the respect that I give him.
Yes, because
even your relationship with him. But yeah,
the lack of respect he gets only in our show, which pays him nothing. But no, so he made us see a couple of episodes, and at that time when it came out,
yeah,
I was quite impressed with the whole style, which is so different from the filmy style. Yeah, in a sense.
And it was the first,
I mean,
pretty
take out
the
language, and it was like a, you know, a foreign show.
Yeah, and it was the first one to
it
kind
was
of
the first, yeah,
one of the first few web series to kind of break out.
I think it was
like
the very
that.
First, if I'm not mistaken.
No, before that was Permanent Roommates.
Oh,
there was another.
There was also TVF.
That was also TVF. There's another.
We should research instead of wasting her time, no?
Yeah.
Now she's sitting and googling us. Yeah, boss.
And doing your homework,
which
you,
a good host would have done by now. Sorry.
Well, good host.
But quick word on Pictures. Was that your first entry into?
That was
the
my
web?
First web series ever. Hmm. I'd done this one random sketch before that, which had gone viral, which was called Every Bombay Girl in the World.
We checked that out. Every Bombay Girl in the World. It was hilarious. Have you seen it?
No, I'm listening to it.
Oh, excellent. Who's this person talking in the meantime? Nobody knows why another voice started.
This
is Pio. We'll talk to her later. For now, she's just a voice in the darkness.
Voice in the darkness coming out.
Yeah, so tell us about the sketch.
No, so the sketch was a very, you know, those formulaic sketches, like, you know, every Bombay girl in the world, where she's saying typical things that you, like the stereotypical Bombay things.
Yeah.
So, and I had a lot of insight because I'm not a Bombay girl.
Where are you from?
I'm from Delhi, originally.
Oh, oh my God.
I know, right?
Hence you're hanging around JNU. So, there was no protest.
So for me, I came in with a lot of insight because I was like, I've seen that difference and I've noticed and I've done this. Like what you're doing in a sketch, I have observed this and in my head made crack jokes and laughed or whatever. Or crack jokes on myself or whatever. So I had that went viral, and so then and anyway I knew the TVF guys. So they were like, oh, if you're interested in web, we're doing this one show, Pictures. And I so Pictures I thought would not be a popular show. By the way, I've realized that I have very bad,
so whatever you think is the opposite.
Yeah, I have very bad predictive
so quality. Let's go to the stock market. Whatever shares you tell me, I'll take the other ones.
The ones I say ye upar
jayega, be careful if you're having, if trying to look at suitors for marriage, be careful.
This is that, only
that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell
I've
your mom
suffered enough.
Jo main choose kar dena, you go for the next guy.
The opposite of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I knew it was something interesting happening. Like, because I used to hang out with these guys, so I knew they were, I used to hear them talk, and I was like, kuch toh, there's something brewing which is gonna be special. I thought it's gonna be, it's too niche a topic. So the and the format is also very different and too new for people to accept readily. So I underestimated the market, and I thought that okay, it won't do well, like in terms of numbers. But boy, did it, like, it just, it broke the internet. Like, it was so good. And I was also like, even when I was watching it, I was like, nahi yaar, hai yaar, this is amazing. I really like, I thought, because it was one of those shows where everything just fell into place. The writing, the direction, the performances, music, camera work, production design,
plus,
everything just.
Plus, a lot of stuff was in a bar.
Not, yeah, but
because
we
of
didn't,
the pictures.
Yeah.
Did you drink during
we don't.
I mean, you're a Delhi girl. I want everything.
Even four more shots, I didn't. I have.
What are you saying?
I didn't drink while shooting. Sab nakli pani hota
hai. What are you? But colored? It's colored. Colored liquid.
Nimbu dal dete. No, so my character's drink is gin and tonic. So
okay.
We do nimbu and.
So you got the worst deal. You can't even do Coke. I mean,
no,
Coca Cola. Yeah. All right, we have to take a quick
Speaking
break.
Of,
well, Manvi, mine is cheaper.
Let's take a quick break.
Quick break, then we'll come back. Lots of lines when we come back. We'll have to discuss your life, how you got there, and of course, the films. All in a second. All right, back here. Manvi is still with us, and she's. I know, because sometimes people just run away when you give them a break. You're taking this Coke thing too far. I'm going to get letters.
Sorry.
But
it's
four
gonna,
more shots.
It's going to come back in a really
come
bad
back to haunt
way.
You. Or they'll cast you in this role.
I don't mind that at all. Huh? Yeah, I'd love to.
Why do you have to be a drug addict to play a drug addict? I don't understand. You're, as if you're a murderer when you play a murderer. Or are you? Put some effect or some music. All right, Manvi, so you've done tripling pictures, former shots, please, Made in Heaven. I can't talk about everything. We want to talk about your life and go to Ujda Chaman and other. Are you Ayushman Khurrana? Are you laughing at my pronunciation?
How are you struggling?
Ujda, yeah.
Ujda,
Ujda, Ujda Punjab was tough enough for me. I'm going to come back with this. But okay, so let's go back to your life quickly and then we'll come to the films and how they happened. Because I presume...
What about my life?
No, you were in Delhi. What were you doing? Tell us about growing up.
So I was in Delhi. I was studying. I was in
Where?
School. I was in Madison. Are you aware of Delhi school?
I've shot everything in Delhi. Not at this. Let me use the right phrase. With a camera, in MTV days, I have shot almost every school and college.
So I was in Mothers International.
Mothers International?
Yeah.
But how can you call it Mothers International?
Because it's, you know, mother, like Aurobindo and the mother.
Oh, like that. Yeah. For a second, I was worried. Single mothers only. Mothers International. You can see all these dirty men lining up. And I'm Mothers International.
The alumni is called, we are called Mothers Blossoms.
Mothers Blossoms.
If Mothers International wasn't bad enough.
That's the biotic.
But,
listen, you're the celebrated celebrity from the school. Show some respect.
I'm going to play the... No, I'm... I love my school.
Do you?
Like, I have tremendous
Are you in
respect.
Touch? Reunions, all these things?
Completely. My college somehow I've lost touch with, but...
This college?
Gargi.
Gargi, I've shot it. Yeah. Superb. Huh.
That amounts Again, to
awkward
nothing.
Pause.
That amounts
she
to
didn't want to give me anything
nothing.
About Gargi.
No,
I hate
I'm
the
like,
college.
Oh, I'm like, okay.
Kya hua? Did you fail some audition there and it scarred you?
Never.
Somebody treat you badly? Boyfriend.
It was a girl's college.
But boys are outside, no? This is Delhi. Outside every girl's college are boys.
Yeah, but those boys are the ones you don't pay attention to. No?
How mean. Raghu Rajiv Kamila. Raghu Rajiv I found there only outside Venkies. Next thing you know, roadies, icons. Yeah, this is a true story.
And look at them now.
There, and they had hair. Huh?
So,
they're sweet boys. Huh.
So hanging outside the girls' colleges helps.
Not
Venky,
everyone.
Not, a girl's
not
college.
Everyone.
They were studying at Venky.
And if you see a protest, please interfere.
Huh. What protest?
It doesn't happen. Come on, tell me more. So
I was studying. I was in school when Disney was starting their show. They were looking to cast. They were making this first fictional show because up until that point, they used to show shows that were dubbed in Hindi.
Correct.
Or they were non-fiction, like a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or something. So this was their first original fiction show, and they wanted to shoot in Delhi, which is why they were looking at Delhi schools and colleges. And it was a school-based show, so they wanted people of that age. And they came to my school. My teacher, I was never into dramatics. I used to dance. So one of my teachers, cultural head, she came and told me that I should go and audition. And I was like, you know, but no, acting and all is something I don't
do. But it was a dancing role.
No, that's what. So I was like, you know, acting, I've never done. And she's like, no, but you know, I know you're a performer. You'll be able to crack it. And I was like, okay, chal, let's go. And I was just excited that it's Disney. Okay, so I went and I got selected and we shot a pilot in Delhi. And everything was fine because it was all Delhi or whatever. And the parents were also happy ki chalo, post school she'll go do this.
And then
and it's fun.
They dropped
then,
the Bombay.
Yeah, then they opposed the pilot. It got approved by the channel. And then, but they realized that they'll have to shoot it in Bombay because it's far more cost efficient here. So then they said, acha bhai, you know, and then this whole thing, it went on for almost 6-7 months where they tried to convince our parents because so the story is about four girls. They come
again
four girls.
What
I have
is
done
this?
A lot
your
of four
karma
girls.
Ki har char saal ke baad char girl ka kahani.
Always
same
always.
repeat.
So we did that and it's just, they form a band in school.
Ooh,
and
rock,
you know,
band.
Rock band, yeah.
Sarji,
time to
engineer is also he's a Western vocalist and a musician, and he's available at what price? 1 lakh. 1 lakh.
One lakh what? 1 lakh per day, per hour.
Tali. Just keep clapping. No, 1 lakh. 1 lakh for performance. Sorry.
Okay.
So they form a band and?
And it's like, that's the story or whatever. So they took a lot of time convincing our parents and the school and this and that. And we came to Bombay for 2 months and under heavy supervision. Like that was the deal between the parents and Disney. There were lots of these rules and this and that.
There was some mother who had to stay with you and all?
Yeah. We had one lady who was like our help, but 24/7. And we found out in due course of time that she was a spy. Wo ek ek cheez batati. She used to be like, aaj Manvi itne baje soi, aaj Aachal itne baje uthi, aaj Sriti ne late tak baat ki phone. You know, she used to do like minute to minute updates.
This is the kind of people we need in the police. Yeah. We have the wrong people.
But guess what?
What?
No, so then, yeah, and that was... So that's how it started. But then I came back. That finished. It became hugely popular among like adolescents and preteens or whatever. Came back to Delhi. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm enjoying this stardom. And finished my school. Joined college. Then I got a film based on the Disney show. I got a film which I said no to initially. Because
which film?
It's called Amras. Again, four girls.
Amras, four girls? I'm choking here. But see, Amras, now I'm feeling hungry.
And four girls. Okay.
And see, that's also similarity. Amras and former shots, which is also liquid-based sort of, you know, juice, alcoholic juice.
Chal diya.
Shall I leave?
I'll give you that.
Too much? Khichke.
I'm thinking, haan, theek hai.
It's right, yeah. Shots and Amras.
Kaan, yaar?
Mami, come on, man. Amras is juice. What is Amras?
Yeah, but four more shots is not juice.
There were three participants: Cyrus, Porus, Amras. This is the story of bloody juice.
No, but
yeah.
Our tagline was the sweet Amras, the sweet taste of friendship.
Wow.
Yeah.
The sweet taste of friendship. Yeah. Okay. Did you do it?
Yeah, no, so initially they were asking me to come and audition. And my reaction was, I'm not going to come to Bombay from Delhi to audition. Either you tell me I'm doing the part.
But if they pay for you also?
So then they offered to pay. They said, okay, we'll pay for your tickets. If you get the part, then we won't pay for your ticket, because that means that your journey was worthwhile.
What rubbish?
Yeah, I struck this deal with them.
What kind of deal is that?
Very logical.
Why is it logical?
Because
then they should tell you what the rate is for payment for the show as well.
No,
so
but
they're paying you 50 lakhs
the
or something.
Thing is, then if I didn't get the audition, then my trip would have been like completely worthless, and that's why they would have paid me. Like,
I still think they should pay. Why should you pay? You should never pay. Who's your union rep? Are you the union rep? Come here. We have to discuss this.
You don't have
the talent. Should never pay. Talent should never pay.
I agree.
When you go to restaurants, you should never pay. They should recognize you and you should say thank you. That's how it is. I don't pay for parking and they don't even recognize me. I just start the car and bhagao it. So then what happened? The audition, you
then
got it.
Movie, then yeah, then I came to Bombay, did the audition, got the film, came here, shot the film. This was during college, so there wasn't
so
much.
So
you're
going up and down Bombay, Delhi.
Yeah, and there wasn't much of trying to convince college people or whatever.
But yeah, second time is different.
Or also, college is much more lenient, na? Like college faculty. I mean, their only condition was, as long as you make this 66.6% attendance at the end of the year, it's
you
fine.
Can't bribe the peon like Mumbai.
No,
you should bribe the peon. Mumbai can bribe the peon for Delhi also. She's that good. His cousin is there. He'll sort it out.
Main baat karwata hai.
It's all setting, yaar. Setting.
But nahi, Delhi mein nahi hota wo sab.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
People attend college in Delhi.
And you have to sign bonds and all.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to sign a bond that I will, if I don't. So
you have to sign a bond saying you'll take part in protest.
No.
Or not take part in protest. Be clear.
I have to sign a bond saying that I will complete this percent of attendance.
Really?
And if I don't, then instead of an honors degree, so you have to make up for the attendance. You have all 3 years to make up for your attendance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry forward.
Exactly.
Super.
But if by the last year, by the third year, you haven't made up for that attendance, then you have to, then their thing is, their threat is that we won't give you an honors degree. We'll give you a BA pass degree instead. So that's the thing looming large, and you're like, no, I don't want that. And you, because you've signed up for.
But you honors in what subject?
Psychology.
What are you saying? Pio, we can talk again. She's also a psychiatrist.
You're also a psychology graduate.
We're all.
I'm an avid reader of psychology. Carl Jung.
Carl Jung. Yeah. I'm a Freudian.
I'm a Banerjee. Dr. Banerjee. He's a homeopath. But he looks into my mind.
There is actually a really good homeopathic doctor.
Psychology is my favorite.
Yeah, same.
And now they're having their own conversation. My podcast is standing cancelled. So thank you for tuning in. Beginning of the
year.
You see how the year is going. Okay, let's now get into the... So now you're in the film business. Yeah. You're in the TV business. People know who you are. Obviously, work is going forward. I have to, because we're running out of time, to quickly come to the main film. I'll call it UC.
I do see.
UC, the picture which everybody's talking about. Okay, so tell us about Ujda Chaman.
Yeah.
No, so big love. Take your time.
It's a remake of a Kannada film.
Nominated for awards also.
Not the film.
Huh.
I mean, no, actually, no, nobody was nominated.
I was hoping it's true.
It came out like 2 months ago.
So awards come out for 2 years after that. What's wrong with you? So
it'll happen.
National
now.
Award, Amitabh Bachchan got out for 41 years.
What? For a film, 41 years?
No, but for just general greatness. General greatness is important.
Sure.
Even in Hollywood, Clint Eastwood got for general greatness. He didn't give it for anything special, like legend.
Lifetime achievement.
You have to give it. They're just too big. How can you not give them awards?
Yeah, it's
come on.
Let's give it
to them. Travesty if you don't give some large, iconic person like that. Sorry. Tell us about
it. Yeah, so it's a remake of a Kannada film called Ondu Muttya Kathe, which is...
Now let's see how you sound. Pronounce that properly.
Ondu Muttya Kathe.
Speaking to all my friends from Karnataka, please
all
correct
Kandiga
and tell me if Manvi's pronunciation is correct. Go.
So I already said it.
Say it again.
ondu mutya katthe.
Everybody repeat. So it's a remake then?
It's a remake, official remake. And basically it's a story of this guy who suffers from premature balding. And
where is this going to go? Too close to the truth. I was so worried. Haan, premature balding, not a big deal. Yaar. Abba, sorry, your topic. My producer's not the hairiest beast ever.
No, so it's about and how.
But a huge issue for men, let me tell
you. Yeah, sure.
Especially at a point in your life when it first starts happening.
Yeah, when you're not expecting it to happen. Correct. Right? Like, younger, at a certain age, you're expecting.
I've seen guys get really touchy about it. It's as much as Ma Ben Gali. You can't imagine the reaction.
So I didn't know that. I mean, I'd never thought of it like that. Till the film was, like, when the film was coming out and people were like, oh my God, this is so close to my heart. And, you know, a lot of my friends were like, yaar, mazak. I hope you guys aren't making fun of bald people. And I'm like, no, the whole point is that
Anupam Kher has done that for years.
No, but the whole point of the film was like, you know, we show his journey, this character's, and he's looking for love. Yeah, right? Like, he's looking for a partner because everybody has been in
looking for Bal rejected. And Bache. So go on.
Bal, Bibi, Bache.
Very bad. Go on.
He's been going to different people. And I mean, different
that's
women.
Also amazing. I don't know, I haven't seen the film, but that's an amazing idea. Again, this is very Indian. Everybody thinks there's a Baba who'll save them.
Yeah, you know,
first
and they
try
that. Yeah.
Normal medicine, then, you know, go on the internet. And then finally, some Baba in some ashram far away in the north, you go there and they'll give you a herb and your hair will come.
Correct.
Back.
So this is what happens in the film also. Huh. Like, he tries different means, nothing works. And then there's a Panditji who also, I mean, not for hair, for marriage. And the Panditji says, you'll have to get married in the next 1 year, within the next 1 year, otherwise you're going to lead a bachelor's life for the rest of your life or whatever.
But
some shit
like
that.
That's not a good selling point.
Nobody wants to get married. And so then he goes from one, like, so, and you know, girls are either rejecting him or because of his baldness or are like using him or whatever. And then he meets this girl on Tinder, which is my character, Apsara. And she's like, so I'm wearing a bodysuit in the film. So she's like really big. Okay.
Wow.
And so, and he initially rejects her on the basis of that. And I mean, so it's basically their story and eventually how he comes around.
He rejects her after all this.
Yeah. Because he's like, and she's like really fat.
So what? So,
no, so that's the thing. He, his reaction is like, oh my God, like, you know, is moti se kaun shaadi kare?
Just putting it out there, kripya dhyan dijiye. I like fat girls. But not that you should talk like this in public.
So, yeah. So then, and then eventually what happens. So please watch it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Everybody's watched it except me, as usual. But
it's on Amazon.
Ayushman Khurana, who's had some 19 hits in a row ever since he left MTV. So you're doing a film with him.
Yeah, Shubh Mangal, Zyada Sama.
Please don't tell me there's another sex story. Because he's done about 6 films with a plot where he's basically the
this
guy.
This is actually about same-sex love marriage.
I knew there'd be some sex issue in it.
Yeah, like it's.
So if it's same-sex love marriage, what are you two doing?
No,
together?
So I'm not opposite him, but I'm in the film with him. Opposite him is this guy called Jitendra Kumar, Jitu.
Wow.
So yeah.
The biggest star in India, with the most money and super hits, and his co-star Jitendra Kumar, not Salman, not Shah Rukh, not Hrithik.
So yeah,
with respect to Jitendra Kumar.
So he's been kind of launched with this film, Jitu.
Okay.
And then I play this part called Gogal Tripathi, and it's so this entire film is like this, like. It's very quirky. To the extent that I told the director that, listen, I'm not really understanding this film or this character. Usually, like, I have a process, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'll go into the backstory and like whatever. I said, mujhe nahi samajh aa raha hai. So what I'm doing is I'm gonna leave it all up to you. You tell me. If you tell me to go from point A to point B, I will do it without asking you any questions.
But vaguely tell us, what is the character? What is she doing? In two men are in love. What are you doing?
So I am. So it's the story.
You're
is
helping
about a,
the love.
The story is about a family, the Tripathi family, and their son is Jitendra Kumar, Jitu, and I am their daughter, and and Jitu is gay, which you find out.
So your
the
protective
film.
Sister.
You'll see. I can't know anything.
It's not so black and white. It's all kinds of things.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
But there's a really funny thing to her character which I can't talk about. Sorry to leave you hanging.
You're also gay. No.
I don't know. You don't know.
What else could it be? What is the other quirky thing?
21st February, guys.
21st February. Near you. Yeah. All right. We'll have to go and watch it if you want answers. Sounds like fun. How Hindi films have changed.
I know. Imagine.
Really.
Who would have thought of
mainstream? I mean, now it's like a mainstream.
Film.
Exactly. Yeah. And this kind of story would never. I mean,
I guess it's very, very much pushing the Indian culture ahead.
Again, yeah, again, who are you?
Hear that voice is speaking again.
Please remember, somebody in Sweden is listening to this podcast. What the hell?
Voice of God.
It's real. It's become a market. Anybody just walks in.
A voice coming out.
Okay, that's Piyu, who will be interviewed in the future. But sitting in at the moment, she's also a filmmaker, and we'll talk to her in detail. But we are running out of time.
I'm also a psychology graduate.
Yeah, I'm also a psychology.
Oh, see,
yeah.
Friendly.
I don't want to get sexist. Two women have started. I got nothing to do now. Thank God the film is not that way. So Manvi, quickly, as we say bye to you, anything else lined up now that's coming out in the...
FOMO Shot Season 2.
Season 2.
Is
21st
coming.
Feb, we have the film then.
21st Feb is the film. FOMO Shot Season 2 will start they're planning to release sometime in March.
You feel pressure because of a big hit and a lot of... You know, the first one is now huge. And also you've got this fan base, I'm thinking, which is a very strong cult fan base. And so now you've got to step it
also,
up.
Also, so in this is...
Tell.
Yeah, so season one was the first time I ever did an intimate scene in my in my career, acting career. So I was...
Kissing, missing? Puppy?
Arre, bahut, isse zyada hai. Dekho na, shit ka pata lage.
I'll get a heart attack. I'm an old man. No more intimate scenes.
Or next, you'll bring back your youth.
Next, Ayushman and Jitu will be doing intimate scenes.
Which is okay.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So season one, we all have intimate scenes and bold scenes.
It's the way, Bihar, you have to compete with the rest of the world. Fair enough.
No, but my character, so I play a virgin through the show, and it's through the show that I kind of find myself.
I can just see the relatives and be really happy. Yeah, the virgin.
So I lose my virginity my character loses my virginity by the film.
Your character can't lose your virginity. Characters lose her virginity. What the hell is going on? Your character is not your film. Your character is a separate person. Arey Baba, what a show.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
There's that laughter from
sorry,
the voice
so you lost the virginity towards the end of the...
The character loses her virginity. The character. By the sixth episode or something. So I was like, this is safe because it's only people who are really invested in the show who will reach the sixth episode, right? Otherwise, if you don't like a show, you leave it by the second episode. So I was like, so they've already bought into this universe. Yeah. Also, my character has a very sweet love story. So you're kind of rooting for her to lose her virginity. You're almost like you want them to be together. You know, it was really sweet and stuff. But in season two, my character has gone off the chart. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm just like, oh God. So that's something I'm really worried about. My parents have been duly warned. They were warned in the first season only. This is not for you. You're not my TG. So
but
please.
What is the option? Your option for your parents is you going berserk with the boys or Ayushman going berserk with the boys. These are your two releases.
I think they prefer the, they we'll prefer watch the latter.
No, but I think that's great. Well, now that you mentioned, and we just have time for this, but just tell us about the intimate scene. How do you do that? But with a stranger?
Listen, people don't realize.
People are watching you, right, in the room with the lights and all that.
The maximum that the showrunner or the director that can assure is a minimal crew. So you'll have like literally 5-6 people.
But 5-6 is 5-6.
Men, women, whatever, right? It's just like people who...
You're not going to get an all-woman crew. So you're going to have...
Otherwise, we have an all-woman crew. Our DOP is female, our director is female.
So in the intimate scene, there were only women?
No, there were one or like...
And that poor guy couldn't perform.
Yeah.
They are laughing.
It's very...
No, I mean, I'm talking about something else. The scene, Baba, the scene. Oh man, I can't do this show. These women are worse than me. I'm not even saying anything.
You said it's
so
not chota.
So the director is telling them it's a 5-second scene. It's like that.
You
chota.
Said itna chota.
Yeah. That
itna,
now your mind is thinking like that. I quit.
Itna intimate scene.
I quit. I'm going back.
I don't get to
I'm going to Mother's International. I'm opening Father's International outside. So just quickly tell us.
We don't get enough credit, I feel, as actors, because it's very uncomfortable, and for both the parties involved or more. Like, even the guy is equally uncomfortable. In fact, I think slightly more, because they have so much more pressure on them.
Right.
And it's just...
But do you kind of hang out together and warm up a little bit and feel more comfortable with each other?
How does it work? Was in season one, the guy who was opposite me, Rajiv Siddharth, his name is, a very good actor, and he and I were banned from hanging out together, because apparently again, this is what the director Anu had to say. No, yeah. So the first time, apparently, when we met, which was at the workshop, there was tremendous chemistry that they saw. They were like, you know, we saw like there was like,
you're
suddenly
the flirt, huh?
Mihir and Siddhi have come together. No, and then so he stays very close to my place, and we thought it'll be a great idea to kind of hang out and get to know each other, so that by the time we do these scenes, we are very comfortable with each other. So we started hanging out, and now what happened was we had a lot of friends in common, this, that, whatever. We immediately went into the friend zone. Like, we were on backslapping terms with each other. And then workshops are going on, and we had one scene, and our director, she's like, have you guys been hanging out? Tum friends ban gaye ho. I don't want you guys to become buddies, because now it's looking like two buddies who are like trying to make out, and it's looking different than what I want. And then we
but
were
that's
like,
true. Oh. You go into that friend zone. You
yeah, and then
the
you're
chemistry.
Too comfortable or whatever, right?
Either you have chemistry or you have friend zone or you have hatred. That's only three.
Yeah, there's no
so,
middle ground.
Kya hua?
No, so then we had to stop. We stopped hanging out outside of set. And
so when you went live on that shot or whatever, the kissing and all that, you've not talked or met much before that?
We haven't met much, but we obviously discussed the scene about,
so
we discussed
effect.
The choreography or whatever. And yeah,
there's choreography in making out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or obviously because the camera's following and, you. And
but that
you
kills it for me,
yaar. But
is,
that's what, no.
This is like sex in marriage. It's terrible.
It's just
Saturday
mechanical.
Night, 12 minutes, you know, whatever. 20,
yeah,
5 minutes to take
sleep.
Off clothes. Yeah, all that. And then move. I can't watch the match. That's what my wife says.
And,
she's sporty. That's my biopic.
Yeah, that should be the name of your
I haven't decided. Ayushman or Jitu. I haven't decided which one.
All
right. Listen, this has been great fun, Manvi. If you've gone way over time because you talk too much. But
and then that voice, God's voice.
What is that? And let's hear that voice again as we say
great
bye.
Fun, great
fun. Wow. All right. Time to go into the AMAs. But 21st Feb, you can watch her film. And also, any moment now, you'll see season 2 of Former
Shots, please. Yes.
Right? AMAs will
signing
be
signing off. Itna chuta hai.
Ujda Chaman also available on Amazon Prime.
He got it. He said Ujda Chaman.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I stumbled on Amazon.
Yeah. Ujda Chaman on Amazon.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
All right, AMAs, Manvi is gone, lovely actress, but replaced by a hairy actress called Puneet. Hi, Puneet, welcome to our wonderful show of nonsense. AMAs, our questions, you remember, right?
Yes.
And to give us the questions, we have our anchor, our artist, our compere, the one and only Abbas. Abbas.
Yes, this one comes from Nimish Gogri. Nimish said, hello panel, some of the recent AMA questions prompted me to check some of the older videos of Cyrus.
Oh no.
I came across Cyrus's interview with Arnab in 2017.
What interview?
It was funny to see Cyrus so quiet during the interview.
Really?
He went multiple minutes without uttering a word.
What? Arnab interview?
Yeah.
I don't even remember doing it.
Was this, I'll show you the video. Was this pre-arranged
was it for cricket
to let
something?
Arnab pitch cricket. His new TV? No, it was the launch of Republic.
Yeah. That is not an interview. I was the anchor and he was the star.
Right.
So he was going to talk.
I saw bits of the interview and you are surprisingly very quiet and let him speak.
He was talking to the audience. I only had to ask him questions and set it up. Mm. It was his thing.
Okay.
They pay you money. Nothing more to do.
So for money, you will keep quiet.
There was no question of keeping quiet. I had to say, hello, this is Arnab. Talk to the audience. Arnab, okay. And Arnab began by talking nicely to the audience and their love and all that. And they went to third person after 5 minutes.
Okay. How could he resist not jiving in?
So the question answers we did. But while he was making a speech, I had to let him speak. No, because he's speaking to the audience.
Right.
It was like a monologue.
Also, was it at the launch of Republic?
Yeah. So he was talking.
At the launch, we didn't know what color.
Auspicious day.
It was announcing that he will be coming back. And all.
Okay.
But it was a corporate show where Arnab basically spoke about his vision and all that.
Right.
Which he does every night. So there was no point to have it separate.
All right. The next one comes from Jairam Parmeswaran. Hey, Cyrus, I turned 50. I'm not sure how old you are, but given all the Bappida references, I think you are not very far off.
2 years.
My side effect of getting old is keener sense of priorities. I do less of things which are external expectations and more of the things I want to do. What are your personal changes you have seen in yourself?
Well, mine is Panagra. It's a red pill. You have to pop it on an empty stomach for better efficacy, and it lasts about 4 to 5 hours. Well, point of that is that mostly nobody wants to have relations with me, so after 4 to 5 hours I don't know what the hell to do. I pop another one. No, don't do that. It's apparently it's very dangerous. Yeah, don't do that.
But you're 48, right? You'll be turning 49 this year.
I'll be 49 in August, as far away as possible. Let's not push it. It's not June. It's not May. It's August. Far away. Last month of the year, almost.
For Italians.
I'm 34, allegedly.
So 34?
You're still far off from 50.
You'll push the wheelchair?
I don't know. I'm not really looking forward to it.
50? First, yeah. Get to 35, idiot. Don't make fun of our tribe.
Huh. Okay, this one's
what
from,
was his question? But
what are the changes he has experienced? Okay, in his life as he got older.
The first change is hair loss, and you see it on your pillow and things like that.
As a 31-year-old person,
yours is unconventional hair loss. This is conventional hair loss in your 40s. Then dribbling of urine, which happens. So when you're done, you're not done. That's embarrassing. Then nocturnal emissions, which again restart a little bit. So you have to be careful.
That happens during adolescence also.
Yeah. So
nocturnal emission. This is a euphemism.
It's not a euphemism. It's exactly what it sounds like.
As long as you're living alone, you never think of these things. Who gives a damn? So the moment there's a second person there who's watching you all the time, and I mean my mother, it's not good.
I thought you meant a maid, but okay.
Well, don't say that.
Any non-emissionary changes?
Well, the usual things, you know, you're worried about your breathing, your liver, your heart rate.
Like he says he wants to do less of external things to impress external people and more to do what he wants to do.
External.
Anything like that. Okay. Let's see, this is interesting because you've been in showbiz for so long.
What a figure.
But you have that sense of I want attention, obviously.
But that's nothing to do with showbiz. That's just personality defects.
And that hasn't changed much.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I'm a very theatrical person, and that's a problem. But what can I do now at 48? I can't be the soft guy, quiet guy, the tall, dark, handsome guy. What, stand on a stool and take the lights off?
Yeah, like I can't imagine, like Puneet was left alone in Switzerland for 2 weeks. I can't imagine you. You'll go mad if you were left.
No, I don't mind isolation. That's great for me. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
Actually,
really?
I don't like.
Do you talk to yourself when you're alone?
Always. I hear voices in my head. Now in my organs. Yeah, like my liver talks to me.
They would put you in jail in Switzerland, you know.
But jail is lovely in Switzerland. You get biryani and things like that.
Better than Oyo rooms at least.
Yeah, Chinese food, Monday, Indian. Oyo rooms concept is based on the prisons. They one day want to take it up that to the prison level.
Okay, this last one comes from Subodh Chiwate. I guess his name is Chiwate.
What?
Yeah.
We've got to pause here. We can't let that go.
Chiwate, Chiwate.
Wait. Let Puneet take this. Puneet, I give you a chance.
Chiwate.
See, I'm only a yellow belt in Marathi speaking, so I can't take. If you're a black belt, you would pronounce it as Chiwate.
Okay. Hi, Sailesh, Abhas, and Amit, because we changed our names a couple of episodes ago.
Right.
Thanks for compiling a great
safety.
Show. Thanks for compiling a great show every week. I've been watching Cyrus on TV for many years now and really admire his unique sense of humor. He's the second most candid Baba I know, first being my maths tutor from HSC, Professor H.D. Mogat, who used to teach in Pune.
He's also got a funny name, H.D. Mogat.
I really appreciate Cyrus's concerns for the minorities, that is car drivers and South Bombay citizens. Thanks Abbas and Amit for precious interventions during Cock and Bull. I know if I had a bad day, if I get irritated whenever Cyrus interrupts the guest speakers. Oh, okay. Question. What are your top
five? As a comedy monologue, this was my favorite. Boss, you can do this in the act, I'm telling you. Puneet is dying.
Yeah.
He's got pneumonia from the gag.
Question. What are your top five Liverpool moments? Looks like an invincible season might get added soon.
It's a tough one. I can't recall many things, but they've won so many games from, as we say in Delhi, from the behind. It's just amazing. And just, was it last night or the night before, with a team of like 9 uncapped players or, you know, almost debutants, they beat Everton. One love. So it's been, for me, if you're a football lover, Liverpool has just been, and now, well, I shouldn't say anything, my son will go mad. But they're untouchable. They're like West Indies of the 80s at the moment. They're winning everything. They're winning from any position. And they're winning with any squad. So Mr. Klopp, if he was to stand for elections in Liverpool, Brexit would be cancelled. He'll be in.
Okay.
For sure. He deserves a Klopp. Worst comedic moment of 2020.
I want to take one more last one.
Fast.
Okay. Kishan KY says, hey Cyrus and gang, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Kishan Kaluraya, originally from Coorg, Karnataka, but now live in New York City.
Typical story of
this is
DC greatness.
This is actually,
I was in Coorg, now I'm in New York. Price is the same.
Serious question. There are some videos and articles which say there were some communal slogans raised during the recent protests. For example, La Ilaha Illallah. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it is okay to use these slogans?
I mean, there's no question of okay or not okay. You have to look at the practical side of there's also stupidity sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. If you want to start a riot, you know what kind of country you live in, what kind of things are okay to say or not okay to say. So if you live in an evolved world, everything is okay, yaar. What happened? You abuse my mother or my sister, I still don't care. You know, it's like that. But we don't. We're all touchy. What people don't understand is everybody has some touchy side to them. So we have to remember that. For me, I don't like anybody making fun of my torso. Hmm. They keep saying I have big boobs. I don't like that. I feel bad and I cry. So everybody's got their soft side. Puneet, what upsets you? Being told you look like Puneet.
Yeah.
See, everybody's got a side. And, you know, whether it's religion or your parents or whatever, everybody's got a sensitive side. We should remember that. Mm-hmm. I think we should carry a book saying, you know, where the three sensitive moments are mentioned. So that when you get into a fight, nobody crosses the boundary and hits those three moments.
You need a referee in the protest.
No, I should know. I should be a learned abuser. Oh, dear learned abuser, I cannot use X, Y, and Z. Now I can abuse. It's like that.
Like there was a Free Kashmir poster yesterday which made the prime time news.
Yes. Yeah. Huh. Which Devendra Fadnavis retweeted saying, why is there a Free Kashmir poster in the anti-JNU protest? So when you say
Kashmir is free, not Free Kashmir, huh?
I think that's
all context.
That was the, like when you say Save Kashmir, it's a different thing. When you say Save Kashmir, it's give the connotation.
I would like to tell the Honorable Ex-Chief Minister Fadnavis, who I like a lot and I've done a few events with, show off, that we should now focus on our interiors first and then talk about Kashmir and further on. What about freeing Colaba? Who's going to free Colaba?
Of course, yes.
I mean, the bloody roads are, I can't even enter Colaba market where the Hanuman Mandir is. I can't take that left to go to a Strand Cinema anymore because it's completely dug up.
Protest
so
to Dur
free
ki baat
Colaba, exactly. First free Colaba, then we'll come to, let's go to Baikala. From Baikala, we'll move a little bit towards Pedder Road. Don't talk about Kashmir and all. I can't even leave South Mumbai. First, free all this.
It's so heartbreaking to see the first world problems.
Always put things in perspective, Puneet ji.
You mean
perspective
heartwarming?
Is everything. Remember that gentleman who was talking about urine issues while you were talking about bushfires in Australia? Everything is in
future
context.
Episode.
In a future episode that will come by in my mind one day.
All right, that's all the questions.
Thank God, man. Thank God. Happy New Year, Puneet, and thanks for coming here.
Happy New Year, sir.
Why were you here anyway?
I am thinking the same thing. Right.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.